Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Today we are going to check in with our resident serial entrepreneur, John Warner, whose insights are published online at Medium under the title Control Your Destiny. Today he's going to share them with us from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. John, welcome back to the program.
Hi, Mike.
So tell us what's showing up on your insight radar for South Carolina today.
Well, Mike, I want to talk about a couple of entrepreneurial stories in South Carolina that's just really cool. One is an immigrant story, a fellow that moved here from India, and the other is an African-American entrepreneur down in Sumter. And, you know, both of these folks in their lives have reason to say, wow, the world was stacked against me. You know, it's too hard. But neither one of them did that. Both of them kind of took the bull by the horns and launched out into the future and started a company. The first is Sri Kodabayona. He actually lives in Greenville. He grew up in rural India, and his parents, neither one of them were very educated, but they really emphasized his education. He got an opportunity to come to the United States. He had $350 in his pocket. He went to school at the University of Dayton in Ohio, got an education, became a consultant, working with major companies in the country. In that process, did some consulting for BMW, got to know the upstate and the Greenville area, and has decided to move here. And now he's got an artificial intelligence company that's focused both on tracking space satellites as well as medical imaging, looking at chest x-rays and diagnosing, you know, infectious diseases like COVID-19. And I just think it's really cool that somebody like that could find their way to South Carolina. One of the things that really impresses me about Sri is I don't know an entrepreneur that grew up here that's any more connected in South Carolina than he is, from the governor to South Carolina Research Authority to local economic development officials. I mean, he's really done an excellent job of plugging himself into the local ecosystem, you know, to try to help his company be successful. That's pretty cool, isn't it?
Well, it is. And in fact, we just recently interviewed him on this show. The interview aired last week, and listeners who would like to hear that again can find that interview at SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. He was brought to our attention because of the award that he won from InnoVision for that medical imaging technology that addressed COVID-19.
Well, that's definitely well-deserved. The other young fellow I'd like to highlight is Javian Lowry Isaac, and he's actually in Sumter, 18 years old, African-American, you know, and you can imagine maybe a lot of folks in his situation. Rural South Carolina, African-American, you know, the world's tough. But what he did is he decided to start an athletic shoe store, Check Your Soles. It was something he was passionate about. I think one of the keys to his success is his parents to have encouraged him, which was definitely something Sri had as well. And he's opened a business in the middle of the pandemic. And he's 18. He's plugged into the ecosystem too. He's got a lot of support from the South Carolina Small Business Development Center that's helping him get off the ground. But I mean, here's a guy, a young fella, and he started a business. He's learned about marketing, you know, how you get customers in your door. He's learning a little bit about payroll and human relations, HR, you know, how do you employ people? What does it take to send out a W-2? You know, he's learning about vendors and inventory and all that kind of good stuff. You know, this is pretty awesome, and this is the time to start when you're young. You and I want to keep track of this guy and invest in him when he's about 28, don't we?
Yeah. And I think what I'm hearing from you is that our insight today is perseverance and plugging into your ecosystem.
Oh, tenacity trumps talent, doesn't it, Mike? I mean, the people that are the most successful, I mean, they just put their head down and they go and they go and they go and they... There's probably a million naysayers in their life telling them that this won't work, and they just prevail anyway. So, you know, I love people like this. It's the world I live in, and it's good to celebrate them.
Well, John, thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Thanks, Mike.
John Warner is a serial entrepreneur whose insights are published online at Medium under the title Control Your Destiny. He joined us by phone from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. Remember, you can hear this show again at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can also subscribe to this podcast with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.